May 25. In 12th step work, the third thing is conviction. Prospects must be convinced that they honestly want to stop drinking. They must see and admit that their life is unmanageable. They must face the fact that they must do something about their drinking. They must be absolutely honest with themselves and face themselves as they really are. They must be convinced that they must give up drinking, and they must see that their whole life depends on this conviction. Do I care enough about other alcoholics to help them reach this conviction? Meditation for the day. There is no limit to what you can accomplish in helping others. Keep that thought always. Never relinquish any work or give up the thought of any accomplishment because it seems beyond your power. God will help you in all good work. Only give it up if you feel that it's not God's will for you. In helping others, think of the tiny seed under the dark, hard ground. There is no certainty that when it has forced its way up from the surface to the surface, sunlight and warmth will greet it. Often a task seems beyond your power, but there is no limit to what you can accomplish with God's help. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may never become discouraged in helping others. I pray that I may always rely on the power of God to help me. You know, there are folks who do this. They help others in ways that people don't understand. But they do because they're following the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we want to question that. But in fact, in our questioning, we hinder. So follow the Holy Spirit on whether you should question. Loving ourselves unconditionally. Love yourself into health and a good life of your own. Love yourself into relationships that work for you and the other person. Love yourself into peace, happiness, joy, success, and contentment. Love yourself into all that you always wanted. We can stop treating ourselves the way others treated us if they behaved in a less than healthy, desirable way. If we have learned to see ourselves critically, conditionally, and in diminishing and punishing way, it's time to stop. Other people treated us that way, but it's even worse to treat ourselves that way now. Loving ourselves may seem foreign, even foolish at times. People may accuse us of being selfish. We don't have to believe them. People who love themselves are truly able to love others and let others love them. People who love themselves and hold themselves in high esteem are those who give the most, contribute the most, love the most. How do we love ourselves? By forcing it at first, by faking it if necessary, by acting as if, by working as hard at loving and liking ourselves as we have at not liking ourselves. Explore what it means to love yourself. Do things for yourself that reflect compassionate, nurturing self-love. Embrace and love all of yourself, past, present, and future. Forgive yourself quickly and as often as necessary. Encourage yourself. Tell yourself good things about yourself. If we think and believe negative ideas, get them out and in the open quickly and honestly so we can replace those beliefs with better ones. Pat yourself on the back when necessary. Discipline yourself when necessary. Ask for help, for time. Ask for what you need. Sometimes give yourself treats. Do not treat yourself like a pack mule, always pushing and driving harder. Learn to be good to yourself. Choose behaviors with preferable consequences. Treating yourself well is one. Learn to stop your pain, even when that means making difficult decisions. Do not unnecessarily deprive yourself. Sometimes give yourself what you want, just because you want it. Stop explaining and justifying yourself. When you make mistakes, let them go. We learn, we grow, and we learn some more. And through it all, we love ourselves. We work at it, then work at it some more. One day, we'll wake up, look in the mirror, and find that loving ourselves has become habitual. We're now living with a person who gives and receives love because that person gives him or herself, loves them. Let me just do that whole sentence again. I totally messed that up. We're now living with a person who gives and receives love because that person loves him or herself. Self-love will take hold and become a guiding force in our life. Today, I will work at loving myself. I will work as hard at loving myself as I have at not liking myself. Help me let go of self-hate and behaviors that reflect not liking myself. Help me replace those with behaviors that reflect self-love. Today, God, help me hold myself in high esteem. Help me know I am lovable and capable of giving and receiving love. A symbol for community and unity. When Hugh and I worshiped at the small congregational church in our village, it was not a liturgical church, and we didn't pay any attention to Trinity Sunday. We paid attention to Christmas and Easter, but that was all. We didn't observe Lent or Epiphany or Advent or any of the other great seasons of the church year. Now that our congregational church has joined the United Church of Christ, this has changed, and we mark the seasons. And this, to me, gives an added richness to our observance. But now Trinity Sunday is even the most liturgical of churches is paid little heed. The Trinity is a wholeness which has become too difficult for us to understand. It's never been easy, but at least we used to declare our belief in the Trinity as intrinsic to Christianity. Now we have the great feast of Pentecost, and Trinity Sunday comes and goes. And after that, we're into the long series of Sundays after Pentecost. Replacing what I used to think of as the long green Sundays after Trinity. Trinity proclaims a unity that is that in this fragmented world we desperately need. We are mortals. We are male and female, and we need to know each other, love each other. The world gets daily more perilous. Our cities spawn crime. Terrorists are around every corner. Random acts of violence increase. The Trinity was never meant to be comprehensible in that way that mathematical formula is comprehensible. The writers of the Apostles and the Nicene Creed affirmed that. Another thing we must remember about the Trinity is that it was always there, an icon of all three persons, whole, undivided. The hardest person of the Trinity to comprehend is Christ, because we must let go of all our rational preconceptions and move into the mystery of love.